VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. authorities have stopped all north and southbound traffic at the San Ysidro border point of entry between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, after migrants tried to rush the border on Sunday. More than 500 men, women, and children overwhelmed Mexican police blockades, prompting U.S. agents to fire tear gas. About 5,000 Central American migrants, many of them escaping poverty and violence in their homelands, have arrived in Tijuana in recent days. Earlier Sunday, President Trump implored Mexican and Central American countries to halt the stream of migrants heading to the United States, even as Mexico denied his claim that it was willing to allow U.S. asylum seekers to stay there until their cases were decided by American immigration courts. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There is no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. That statement comes from Mexico's future Interior Minister, Olga Sanchez, in response to a Washington Post report that the incoming Mexican administration had agreed to allow migrants to stay in Mexico as a short-term solution, while the U.S. considered their applications for asylum. The White House says President Trump has developed a strong relationship with the incoming Mexican administration and looks forward to working with them on a wide range of issues.
A 6.3 magnitude earthquake shook a province in western Iran Sunday, injuring more than 400 people, but no deaths are reported. The quake struck Sunday evening in Kermanshah province near the border with Iraq. It was felt as far away as Baghdad. The quake hit in the same province where a 7.3 quake last year killed more than 600 people. This is VOA News. Divers have recovered 31 bodies from Lake Victoria after a party boat capsized in one of Uganda's deadliest maritime disasters. The toll is expected to rise. The boat was said to be carrying more than 100 people, twice its capacity, when it overturned late Saturday evening. Several American lawmakers have broken with President Trump on Sunday, disagreeing with his assessment that it was uncertain whether Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the killing of a Saudi dissident journalist inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul. Senator Mike Lee, a Utah Republican, said, "I disagree with the president's assessment." He told NBC's Meet the Press, "It's inconsistent with the intelligence I've seen, which implicates the Crown Prince." The European Union on Sunday approved Britain's plan to exit the bloc. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said he was sad to see the UK leave.
"I would vote in favor of this deal because this is the best deal possible for Britain. I'm sad because watching the United Kingdom, which is not nothing, the United Kingdom, leaving the European Union is not a moment of jubilation, but a moment of deep sadness."
Syrian state media and a Syrian watchdog say about 100 people in Aleppo are the victims of what is suspected to be a toxic gas attack. Reuters correspondent Sarah Charlton reports.
A monitoring group said the shells caused dozens of people breathing problems in the city late on Saturday. Hospitals in Aleppo now treating the wounded. They say patients suffered difficulty breathing, eye inflammation, shivering and fainting. While it's not definitive what the gas was, those symptoms are concurrent with chlorine attacks. State media has said the army has already hit back at rebel militants near the city, while Russian warplanes bombed them from above. Syria's foreign ministry has urged the UN Security Council to condemn and punish the attack. Rebels say they don't have the capacity to produce chemical weapons. One spokesman accused Damascus of trying to create, quote, a malicious charade as a pretext to attack rebel towns.
Russia fired on two Ukrainian naval ships and rammed a third vessel in the Black Sea Sunday, accusing the Ukrainians of illegally entering its territorial waters. Ukrainian officials say at least six sailors were wounded. They deny doing anything wrong. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.